A mentor of mine many, many years ago shared with me one piece of advice that has made all the difference in my life. And, you know, after spending some time listening to you guys on Instagram and just kind of what you're struggling with and your priorities and the chaos of life, I felt the need to share this with you guys. And, you know, you got to think about this a little bit, this piece of advice. You got to really kind of unpack it and what it means to you. But I think it's most important above all else. And that is, work on yourself above all else and you will be successful. That means work on yourself above your job, above your relationships, above anything. And it's just so important. It seems so simple, but it's also simple not to do. Not taking care of yourself, not having a fitness routine, a daily fitness routine. You know, we put so many other priorities in front of that, in front of ourselves. We put relationships, we put school, we put the goals that we have in front of taking care of ourselves. And the first time I heard that piece of advice, I kind of sat back and said, well, that doesn't make any sense. You know, at the time he framed it in the words of, take care of yourself or work on yourself harder than you work on your job. I think it's exactly what he said. And, you know, well, if I don't work that hard here, how am I going to be successful? And, you know, I kind of blew him off a little bit, you know, but I observed. And at the time, this is maybe a year or so into me being at the SEAL team, and started to observe kind of who was kind of rising above the others. And what do you think was the first thing we did at the SEAL team every day? Yeah, we worked out. That's exactly right. We worked out. And yes, it's a very physical job, but still, you know, it's a job and we have a mission. And we didn't always do physical things throughout the day, but guaranteed we worked out every day. We worked on our body and, you know, grinded through long workouts in the morning, sometimes ones that are just totally ticked me off and like, why the hell are we running this far and swimming this far and doing all these things? But, you know, it made us better. It made us stronger mentally and physically, right? You don't think the mental benefit you get from working out, it's massive. You know, getting up and doing that thing every single day, like you eat breakfast. You know, I ask some people, hey, do you skip dinner at night? No, never. Then why do you skip working out? Your body needs it. And why do you skip it? And it became, you know, just a routine, a daily routine that's so important. Because guess what? You know, after working out for a while, getting mentally tough, physically tough, you show up, you know, to your job in a better way. You show up to your relationships in a better frame of mind, physically and mentally. You show up almost everywhere better prepared. Yeah, you may be tired from the workout or waking up early to do it. But man, I've seen it change just people's lives. I've seen it personally change my life many, many times over. Even when I've gotten off the path of working out every single day, getting back on the path and focusing on that. And, you know, that just doesn't come with working out and things like that. It's working on yourself every day, right? That means mentally as well, you know, learning something new with it, whether it's in your profession or it's for your relationship, either with your significant other or your kids or the relationship with your boss, your subordinates underneath you, all that stuff, man, you know, and just learning a little bit each day. Where a lot of people fail at this is they think they're going to do, you know, hey, I'm going to lift, I'm going to gain 30 pounds of muscle. And, you know, they quit a week into it when you should really break it down. And I know you've heard me say this over and over and over. Just a little bit each day, you know, adds up to a lot. Just a little bit of self-improvement every single day. But that's where everybody misses it because it's so easy to not do, right? It's easy just to skip that. You wake up, you hit the alarm clock maybe three times, maybe four times, and, you know, you throw on your clothes, you bounce off the walls, and you're off to school, you're off to work, you're doing whatever, and you're not working on yourself. And that stuff catches up over time and you wonder why you're struggling and you're just in the rat race chasing your tail. And when I explain it to people, they go, well, what do you mean? I got to do all these things. Well, at what cost does that come from, right? If you just focused on yourself, if it was only for 15 minutes every single morning, you would be, so much more ahead of the game. Maybe not the first day, maybe not the first week, or even the first month of just doing 15 minutes a day. But give that compound interest time, and at the end of the year, 15 minutes a day will change your life, right? And I know because I've seen it in other people. And whether it's, self-improvement is working out for you in the morning, whether it's, reading the Bible, whether it's reading something about your job that you want to improve upon, whatever that may be, man, that's so important. And you got to get this through your head. That's what's going to change your life. Not some system of, at your job or, something you got online. It's just self-improvement, and you got to be committed to it. Now, if you committed to something, like a lot of people, hey, I just want to wake up earlier and do some sort of self-improvement. And so for some, it's working out. For others, it's, reading something or something that's going to improve their life in some measurable way. I always just say, hey, start out with just 10 minutes. Maybe 15 minutes tops. Now, everybody wants to do, oh, I'm going to do an hour every morning. And you know what happens typically? You fail and you quit and you feel bad about yourself and then you don't do it and you say that sucks. Well, back it up. Just do a little tiny bit each day. If your goal is to wake up in the morning, I don't encourage people to wake up with me at 4 a.m. every morning. I say, hey, just back it up 15 minutes. Do that for a week. And back it up another 15 minutes and do that for 2 weeks. Before you know it, you'll be at 4 a.m. and you'll have a lot of success along the way. You'll have little wins along the way, right? Where people fail is it's just easy not to do this. And time again, I'm answering tons of DMs on Instagram and questions. Hey, my life is in chaos, this, that. Well, if you have the priority of working on yourself, you're going to be able to crush your other goals easily. What's your number one priority in your life? And some say, oh, well, it's finishing school. Well, great. How are you going to do that? Okay. Well, you got to be fresh. You got to be ready to go and, mentally prepared to take those tests and things like that. Having a consistent routine of fitness, I encourage. You got to be doing that. Because guess what? If you don't use it, you lose it quickly. And that's kind of what the thought that went through my head today as I was thinking about, this short podcast episode. Just tidbits of wisdom that I've learned over my time in the SEAL teams and in business, and those high performing people, those people that show up, guarantee that they have a routine, a consistent routine of self-improvement. Okay? And I hope you get that. Work on yourself above all else, and you will be successful, guaranteed. If you got more questions for me, you can leave a message right here on this Anchor app. When I say Anchor app, that's where I record this. You can go to anchor.fm, I think, and then look me up, and you can leave a message, or you can send me an email. Look at the description, and you can send me an email. If you have great questions about joining the military or just improving yourself on a daily basis, and happy to give you those tips and wisdom and stuff like that. I got more in-depth stories and stuff like that, like the previous episodes. I would go back and like I said in the last episode, go listen to 1%, and episode number 2, I think it is, Discipline. Got some cool stories in there, but I got a lot of that coming up here in the next 20 or 30 episodes. So stand by for that. Hope this helped you in some way. All right. See ya.